is Davin's Den.
All right, we are back. You are listening or watching Davin's Den with Pip, the birthday boy Joe, and yours truly, Davin. Yes, very exciting.
Yay.
All right, let's talk about some vaccine passports, kids. Make sure you get your vaccine passports. Apparently that's controversial now because America, we can't do nothing without fighting with each other. Top ranking.
Much like this show.
Oh, no, we can do some things without fighting with each other on this show.
Segment
3 usually goes without any altercations on this show. So we got that going for us. Top ranking Republicans are trying to stamp out digital vaccine passports that would allow businesses to check if customers are inoculated against COVID-19. The White House is working on a private sector-driven initiative to help businesses identify people that have been vaccinated as venues reopen and travel begins to pick up. New York has already developed its own version dubbed the Excelsior Pass that gets you right into Governor Cuomo's bedroom. The digital app doesn't display the user's health information and will be required for vaccinated customers to gain entry to large venues like Madison Square Garden. The passports have been criticized as invasive and hypocritical by some Republicans, including the party's second-highest-ranking members of Congress. And trust me, he's a member. Considering that Democrats want to require vaccine IDs for people to conduct their basic daily activities, they now have zero grounds to object to voter ID laws. House Minority Whip Steve Scalise, hoping that people with intelligence would not hear this argument. If under Democratic logic, you should need an ID to enter even a grocery store, surely they wouldn't be an objection to showing an ID to legally vote. House Judiciary Committee ranking member Jim Jordan said, "What boys are being touched? I hear nothing." Called out Biden's administration pursuing the passports for Americans who want to engage in day-to-day activities. While it doesn't seem to care about passports when it comes to illegal migrants crossing the southern border, to which rational people go, "One thing has nothing to do with the other, stupid. Can you just stay on the topic? We understand there's a problem at the border. We're talking about inside here, you dumbass." But he rolled up his shirt sleeves and carried on, my wayward son. Oh my God!
They gotta play politics. I mean, look, I'm with you, but I mean, yeah, they gotta play politics.
I'm all for a discourse, but let's stay on topic. But I'll continue. That's what I'm saying. Stay on topic. Don't talk about other shit. We know there's problems elsewhere. I'm not denying there isn't, but we're talking about this now, stupid. Don't you have some kids that need to get touched on your watch? I thought so. Anyway. I'm changing the topic. I apologize. Vaccine credentials.
How do we get to kid touching again?
Well, it always comes back to kid touching on my show, my friend.
Always comes back to kid touching.
Vaccine credentials would be a complete government overstep, except in Arkansas where you can tell your kids, no hormones! Individuals in America is looking to fill demand from private... I got to get off my soapbox and read properly. Individuals in America have a personal responsibility for the health, Representative Pete Sessions told Fox News, to which the Arkansas Senate go, nah, not really. The White House has said the government is not taking a large role in the project and is looking to fill demand from private businesses, but don't let that get in the way of you playing politics. The government is not viewing its role as the place to create a passport nor a place to hold the data of citizens, White House COVID-19 response team advisor Andy Slavitt said Monday. Our role is to help ensure that any solutions in this area should be simple, free, open source, accessible to people both digitally and on paper, and designed from the start to protect people's privacy, White House coordinator Jeff Zients told reporters earlier this month. The Excelsior Pass, which launched on Friday, can now be used by New Yorkers to gain access to wedding receptions and other events in excess of social gathering limits. To which Florida responded. I don't know if you guys, I didn't send this to you guys, but I will play what Governor DeSantis has to say about all that, because Florida will not be left out of the conversation.
Well, it's a lot busier here on iDrive than it was even just a few months ago. We are in the thick of spring break, and that means that there's a lot of people here from out of state. Right now, there's a lot of talk about whether or not to require people get the vaccine if they're traveling. Well, on Friday, Governor DeSantis signed an executive order saying the vaccines would not be required to come to Florida. The new executive order, effective immediately, forbids local governments and businesses from requiring proof of a coronavirus vaccine. The governor spoke about the order earlier this week.
It's completely unacceptable for either the government or the private sector to impose upon you the requirement that you show proof of vaccine to just simply be able to participate in normal society.
But State Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith disagrees with the governor. He says all the order will do is make Floridians more hesitant to get the vaccine.
When the governor uses his platform to tell Floridians that they don't have to get vaccinated in order to go to a large concert or go on a cruise or return to a movie theater, he's giving them an excuse.
Spring break is in full swing, and that has brought thousands of people to Central Florida. We asked some of them what they thought about the issue.
If I'm traveling out of state or out of country, I think that I have an obligation to prove that I'm not carrying the disease.
All right, well, that was he got a case of the Bidens there. He started a stuttering.
Oh, that's so wrong.
Listen,
he turned into Max Headroom.
Max Headroom. That's right. I view this show the way I use my comedy act. I am an asshole, and I will make fun of anybody if the joke works. All right. So here's the thing. I am on the side of passports because for months we heard you need to open up the country. Okay. But we'd like you to wear a mask so we can open up the country. You can't make me wear a mask, but it will help us open up the country. You can't make me wear a mask. Okay. So now, we can't make you wear a mask, but we'd really like to open up this country. We'd really like to help businesses in all industries get more people in, so we just need to see if they've been vaccinated to come on in. You can't make me do that! Well, then do you want to open the country or what? These people pretend that, here's the thing, they pretend there's nothing going on. People do not want to go to places. A lot of people do not want to go to places if there's a chance that they're sick, that they could get sick or die. If you tell me everybody in this restaurant has proven that they've been vaccinated, you can still get sick if you get vaccinated. Some people still get hospitalized, a very, very small number. Nothing is 100% foolproof, but the chances are greatly reduced. If you tell me I can go out to eat in this restaurant because they've checked everybody, or I can go out to this restaurant and they're not checking anybody, I'm going to go to the one where they check people. It's just that simple. Yeah, but I don't want to get a vaccine. Then don't go to that restaurant. What do you want me to tell you? It's not your right to get to go out to eat or get to go on a cruise ship or get to fly. It's much like the same thing, the gun law and the driver's license. How come it's harder to get a driver's license than a gun license? Well, because one's a constitutional right. That's just the reality of it. So you have a right to bear arms. You don't have a right to drive a car. You have a right to vote. You don't have a right not to get a COVID vaccine. There's a difference. It's in the Constitution. They're just causing problems wherever they could cause problems. What is the big fucking deal? And I get it, you don't want privacy issues. So they give you a card. Nobody has a photographic ID checking out your stupid card to see if you've been vaccinated. What is the big deal? We just want to open country up.
All right, so let me just start off this way. When you guys, Pip, you got vaccinated?
Yes.
Okay, so when you two got vaccinated, do they register you with the Department of Health, and what do they give you?
They give you a card.
Well, they give you a card. I don't know if they, I guess you're then put into the computer database.
You are put into a computer system, because I guess if you lose your card, they can pull it up and get you a card. So you are in a database. But I don't want to hear the argument about, well, I don't want to be tracked, as everybody talks on their cell phone and talks in Siri and everything. We're all being tracked. If you're off the grid and you're not getting electricity from anybody in water, I will entertain the conversation. For the rest of us with smartphones or who use computers and do searches on Google or ask Siri for this or that, we really don't have a leg to stand on. We're already being tracked, and we give up our information willfully all the time so we can get an app. It's just our reality.
I think they're worried about. I think what people are worried about is the app. They're having, and I'm not saying I agree with this.
You don't need the app, Joe.
Just
Joe, you don't need the app. I understand that argument. And you know me, I'm like, you know what? I don't trust them. They're gonna lose the information. You don't need the app. You get a card. If you don't want to download
right,
the
right. But, and I preface that with I'm just breaking everything down. So if you get a card and you probably register you, then I don't know what the problem is. They're saying with the app, then don't get the app. You got your card. I don't know. And like I said, when I was reading the story, I'm a little on the fence. I'm like, well, it's intrusive, but if they give you a card, what's the big deal? You know, I don't know. I think breaking it down, maybe it's the app that they have a problem with. But if they give you a card, you don't need to get the app. You know.
Listen, it's just I've said it before. The Republican Party, and I hate to say it, Joe, is trash. They have nothing. They're picking fights on shit that doesn't need to be fought about. There are plenty of critiques you could have about Biden, and I would engage in a conversation. This is not one of those things. We all need to get on the same page.
But they're tying it in. Look, they're grandstanding. I mean, they're tying it in to the, well, you need a vote, whole, you know, you need this, but you don't need an ID or this to register to vote. That's a completely different topic. Now, I could sit and debate till the cows come home. But on this, if they're giving you a card that says you got that, they have to give you something. And you're like, yeah, use the card, show it. If you go out, give it a shit. But they have to grandstand.
Not only that, Joe, Staples will laminate the card for you for free. So so that's what I'm probably gonna do. I'm gonna get the shit laminated. So you don't even have to worry about the card necessarily getting destroyed. And good advice for everybody here. I read this. What you should do when you get the card, Pip, you should do this, and I should do it with my one thing. You take a picture of it, you email it to yourself, and you print out a copy. Because listen, we all lose things, and that way you have another copy. All right. So we all agree. There's not much to talk about here. We all agree this is grandstanding. And
yes.
This is a fight that does not need to be political. Oh, to stop you from going to the grocery store. What about the work? What about the people that work? The work
but
there.
You get these Republicans, and I'm a registered Republican. They go down. I mean, when we on last week's show, when we had the whole debate with Trump and stuff like that, I brought up. I forgot what I call him the Penguin. I forgot who his name was. He was down. He was down grandstanding about the kids, that the kids...
Oh, Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz.
Yeah, Ted Cruz, right. Ted Cruz is down
the
there.
Penguin!
Yeah, I didn't see the Penguin. I've not heard that one before. Okay.
That's great!
But like I said, this is grandstanding, and Ted Cruz, these kids are in the squalor, and you don't give a good goddamn about these kids. It's just a point for you to grandstand on this. And that's what they're doing, especially in this story here, where they're bringing up voter registration. Look, I got my views on that, which I kind of side with them. But when it comes back to it, we're not discussing this.
Listen, here's the solution. Real quick, I'm going to give you the solution on voter registration. The reason why people argue that you should not have to have an ID is because it discriminates against the poor. Because poor people can't afford $10, $25, $30 to get the state card. If you have a car, driver's license, don't worry about it. You're fine. So what some states do is they will waive it to get the state ID. They will waive a call hardship thing. If every state is willing to give everybody a free state ID, and we could certainly do it, then by all means, check IDs. I got no problem with it then. But let's take out. But that's not what this is about. That's not what they're arguing about. They're upset because they lost the election.
Exactly. So if I'm gonna, you know, like I said, if this was the sub, yeah, let's dig in. But no, it's so blatantly grandstanding on this. And like I said, with me, I don't want the app. I don't want. Well, we'll give you a card. Discussion over.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine. It's just all right. Good. I'm glad we all agree on. But this is why we can't get anything done as a nation. This is because the way we handled COVID-19. I'm upset till I was blue in the face. All Trump had to do was listen. He was going to get the liberals to buy into science. Liberals love them some science. All he had to do was say, listen, I believe this. This is going to work. This is what we need to do. He would have had a unified country. He would have won in a landslide. Not the fake one that he believes he won by, but a real one. If he just would have been average and just gotten us all on board and done what every competent politician does and take advantage of a perfectly good crisis, he'd be president right now. But it is so. I mean, that's where this was. That's where this started. Where it had to be a political thing. It really should not be a political thing. That's why I said, get the vaccine. You listen. If it's going to cause cancer, well, we're all going to die of cancer. The joke's on us. Chances are it's not, though. Chances are it's not. I mean, all right, good. I'm glad. So now let's see if we all agree on the next one. We go to School of Fools. Here we go. Around the rosy, pocket full of posies. Ashes, ashes, we all fall down. Shame, shame, shame. School of Fools.
We're challenging their authority on this because we feel like it's just enough is enough that these kids are being treated so unfairly compared to the rest of the population in Michigan.
Let Them Play Michigan has become a big player in the state itself.
Let them play!
Rallying, protesting, and now suing again surrounding COVID restrictions and kids playing organized sports.
It's not that we're being ungrateful for her intent. It's the fact that it's not working.
Thursday, the group and parents sued Michigan over frequent testing requirements for student athletes.
We want to know, legally, what the citizens of Michigan are required to follow regarding this interim guidance.
Michigan is requiring athletes in contact sports ages 13 to 19 to test for COVID-19 once a week if they wear a mask, and up to 3 times per week if they're not wearing face coverings.
It was an absolute nightmare and disaster this winter. Too many kids were kicked out of districts and states and finals, and their lifelong dreams were taken because they were sitting next to, 6 feet away from somebody in a classroom, both with masks on, and that still wasn't good enough. These tests are highly inaccurate. And so we're getting so many false positives of kids that don't have symptoms.
The failure rates are not high. Every test, no matter what, has a certain amount of false positives and false negatives. For the COVID test, it's actually a pretty good test.
The director of infectious diseases research for Beaumont Health is staying out of the politics, but is an expert on the science.
Testing is a very clear way to try to prevent infection. The problem with asymptomatic spread, and the reason that we need to test in these situations, is you don't know that person's sick. They can spread it, and you would never suspect that they were the one spreading it unless you had tested.
Officials previously said that some outbreaks in the state could be traced back to organized sports. We did reach out to the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services to see if they could add anything to this, and they say they don't generally comment on pending litigation. Hillary Goulston, Fox 2 News.
Okay. These tests, I've never had a test, but from what I understand, these tests, they're not a burden. They're giving you the test. Don't you want to know that you're wrestling or playing soccer or football or baseball with everybody else who's not sick? Don't the officials have a right to know that the kids that they're trying to keep safe have done what they need to do to keep that official safe? It makes no sense. It's like you're making up something to fight about. You spout a bunch of nonsense, and then we get a scientist that goes, no, listen, I don't know if we should be having contact sports right now or not, but they've decided to do that, and I understand the argument for it, so I'm not going to weigh in on that, but if we're going to have these contact sports, shouldn't we try to do everything possible to keep the kids safe? I mean, listen, when I played high school baseball, I had to get a physical. Everybody had to get a physical. That was the rule. You want to play baseball? You had to get a physical. Listen, I didn't want some random guy grabbing my junk. I would have liked to pick the fella, but you don't get that opportunity. Next thing you know, there's just a guy, you know, you're there, he's reaching around. Cough. Do I really have to? Nah, he just wants to feel my nuts. But so be it. They were wonderful nuts. They weren't very hairy. They were supple. They were tight. They were firm. They were young man's balls. But listen, it never occurred to any of us go, well, I don't want to take a physical. You should just let me play and live my dream. No, them's the rules. And if you want to send your kid to camp, They have to be vaccinated. You can't send a kid to camp. That's not, no camp will let you go if you haven't been vaccinated. I'm not talking about COVID-19 because they're not vaccinating the kids yet. But like measles and all that stuff. So they're making up arguments. They're making up shit that doesn't need to be thought about. Be happy they're testing your kids. Be happy the kids are playing. Be happy the kids are getting some normalcy. Sticking a swab up your nose is not a big deal. It's just not, I don't know. So if I'm wrong, now would be a good time to tell me.
I don't know is pretty much the theme with this. And I'll tell you why. The having them tested, well, first of all, it's the rapid test. And the rapid test is not that accurate, okay?
You know it's the rapid test? I said you know it's the rapid test?
Yes, it says it in the story.
All right.
It says it in the story. So, with the rapid test, it's not that accurate.
I think it's 76% accurate.
I don't know what percentage it is, but I've anecdotally, I know a lot of people who took the rapid test, it came up negative, and they ended up with COVID.
Well, I mean, I know there was issues. I know there was issues initially. Listen, a test is not foolproof. Just like taking somebody's temperature, the most fakakta thing that we came up with was taking temperatures. And I say it every time they do that. I go, you're just doing this to make yourself feel like you're doing something. This proves nothing.
Right. So here's the thing. And I'm still going under the whole thing, I don't know. So with the rapid test is not that accurate. Even if you test these kids day in and day out, it's not that accurate. Is wearing a mask good for a contact sport?
You can't wear a mask when you're running around. I try
my whole thing is this, because I've been thinking about this all day.
Good.
Reading the story, and my whole thing is either you don't have sports at all until more people are getting the vaccination and they have proof of vaccination. Because with a contact sport, I mean, it is a contact sport, and I don't think, and the reliability of the rapid test is really not that foolproof.
No, it's a decent test, Joe. It's decent. It's like 70-something. Now, the good thing about the rapid test is, if you're not sure of it, you could take a couple of them. So that's the good thing about the rapid. That's what they say the benefit of the rapid test is. If you get a false positive, what you think might be a false positive, you could take another rapid test and do 2 out of 3 if you want. Listen, we kind of agree. We don't know if they should be playing sports. These kids want to play sports. These parents want them to play sports. These parents are the same ones that sued Michigan to be able to play sports. They sued Michigan to be able to play these contact sports. So now they have these sports. The virus is spiking in Michigan, but they don't want to do anything. It's the same thing with I don't want to wear a mask. I don't want to do the vaccine passport. They want to pretend that there's nothing going on and their feelings are more important than anybody else in society, and if you get sick, so be it. These officials, a lot of these officials are older. Some of them have pre-existing conditions. Why am I going to jeopardize a baseball umpire?
Here's the deal. If I'm a judge and I have the parents in front of me and the state in front of me, I look at the parents and I'm going, you know what? We're still in the middle of this, and it's contact sports, and there's no contact sports. And then the state will turn around and go, well, no. You, state, are going in this ass backwards. And no, there's no contact sports. Nothing. No. Until we get a little further. Well, that's bullshit. Well, you want to know something? The rapid test is not that foolproof. I go, you people don't want to wear masks. So there's not going to be a goddamn thing until we move forward with this.
Well, but like I said,
I said, I don't know.
I hear you, but these people already sued and won the right to have the contact sports. This has already been argued in Michigan, because I guess Governor Whitmer did not want them to have the contact sports, but they sued and they beat the state. They don't want to do anything. I can't with these people. They don't want to be part of society until they're on a goddamn ventilator. Then they want everybody to give a shit. It's
well,
minimal stuff.
On my end of it, I've got exception both with the parents and the state. I don't think the way the state's going about it
State doesn't have a choice, Joe.
Don't think the parents are right either.
State, Joe, the state does not have a choice. These people sued to make sure that they're playing contact sports. I think if Whitmer got her way, this wouldn't even be a conversation right now. They wouldn't be. This is the group, let them play, sued to make sure there's contact sports. Now they're suing because they don't want the test. And then you hear this woman, I guess she's a spokesman, one of the people. She doesn't know her ass from her elbow when she's talking about this stuff. And she's talking about this imposition. There's no imposition. You're getting a nose swab or a spit, that whatever the fuck it is. It's not a big deal. Do you want to play or not? You're not given the right to play. Again, the difference between something you want to do and a right. That's the difference. Again, I go back to the Constitution. That's why people who want firmer gun laws, well, it's a constitutional right. It's a lot harder to do when it's a constitutional right. Playing soccer or football or wrestling or baseball or softball is not a constitutional right. It's a privilege. And if you want to do it, you have to do it within the terms. Listen, I got cut from my freshman high school baseball team. I didn't sue. I wanted to play. I went home. That's what happened. Not everybody gets to play. I wasn't.
Oh, that's like when I got cut from the football team in my year. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to smoke pot and play music.
Yeah, we didn't dream of having our parents sue because we didn't like it. I should be playing sports. I should be playing baseball. Well, the coaches who blew out your arm say otherwise, and they did fucking blow up my arm. But that's,
well, like I said, he had the mother of a star wrestler who could not compete in a state tournament because a friend tested positive for COVID-19. Neither her son nor the friend were symptomatic, the suit says, and the other parent will not compete in the spring sports. He must comply with the mandatory testing. I don't think that's a problem. If you were around somebody, you should get tested. I mean, when I found out Anthony had it, and I was there the night before, I went out. I ran out of the day program to go get tested.
Because these people,
I didn't sit there. Well, I don't have this. You gotta know.
Because these people are.
And like I said, I disagree with the parents. And I also. And I know about this dude. I get it and stuff like that. But I don't think the state is going to, you know, has these things in place that make it satisfactory as well. So, like I said, I'm going to reiterate it. That's why I went into this story with I don't know. I can't, you know. I fought both sides of this.
Listen, if I was the judge, I would do exactly what you said. You sued to play the sports. Now we're trying to keep everybody safe. You can't do that. No sports. No sports. Tell that to all the parents who were willing to have their kids tested. That's on you now. When you guys can get your stuff together, come back behind me. Come back before me, and we'll have sport. It's all right. Good. We all agree.
If I had a judge on it, I'd shake my finger at both sides. There's no sports because you refuse to wear a mask. And there's no sports because you have things in place that are not satisfactory. Sorry, we got to wait it out. Once vaccinations take hold, we'll look at it when football. Where is it? April now. We'll look at it again going into the summer when football starts. And if things look better, we'll review it again. But it's for no. There's not a damn thing.
I just can't. It's just too much with the stupidity in this country. It's why I want to move to a place where there's not as many people, because then I won't encounter as many stupid people. That's really what I want. I'm tired of the.
You're going to encounter stupid people no matter where you go.
But if there's less people there, then I'll run into less stupid people. Don't you understand?
Alaska has a lot of room.
You're going to move to Pango Pango. You're going to be in a lone mountain road, and you're almost going to fall off the cliff because some asshole's hogging up the whole fucking trail. Gee, there's assholes everywhere. Where are you going to go?
Yeah, but I'll probably go a lot of days before I run into that asshole. Here, I can't go a day without running into an asshole. So it's a trade.
But you still run into the asshole. And they'll ruin your day.
But that's one day. It's not every day. These people.
One day's enough.
All right, let's go. Let's go on to Nazis. Let's go on to Nazis.
At the end of the conversation, you forgot to say hi, Hitler.
An alleged leader of the Aryan Brotherhood. How would you not know if he's a leader? How would you not know that? Why is he alleged? An alleged leader of the Aryan Brotherhood neo-Nazi prison gang is suing California officials after his requests for vegetarian meals behind bars were ignored, according to reports Wednesday. I'm a Nazi, not an animal. Ronald Yandel, 58, a Sacramento jail inmate who faces the death sentence, claims his First Amendment rights were violated when prison officials failed to provide him with meatless meals for religious reasons, according to a lawsuit reported by The Mercury News. Yandel, who is serving a life sentence in connection with a 2001 double homicide, requested the special vegetarian grub on March 8, 2020 and March 20, 2020, but never received it, according to the federal lawsuit filed March 15th. The white supremacist also claims he was transferred to unsanitary jail cells and subjected to extreme isolation. Yeah, because you don't play nice with others, stupid. According to the suit, which named Sacramento Sheriff Scott Jones and other prison officials. Plaintiff was never given written notice or any type of hearing to be heard on why he was being punished with extreme isolation. Because you're an alleged leader of a fucking neo-Nazi group, stupid. Do I have to explain everything? Yandel wrote in the suit, plaintiff is facing a potential death penalty case and is not allowed to contact visits with his legal team. Now, that's a problem. You have to let him talk with the lawyers. In the lawsuit, Yandel says he's been locked in a cell for 23 hours a day after being transferred to Sacramento County main jail cell in July 2019. He was one of 16 alleged Aryan Brotherhood members and associates indicted in four separate cases involving racketeering, murder, and drug trafficking in 2019. He allegedly ran a years-long drug trafficking operation behind prison walls using smuggled cell phones. Prosecutors haven't taken the death penalty off the table in Yandel's case. What has been taken off the table was the carrot sticks, according to Newsweek. So, a spokesman for Jones declined to comment. All right, listen, if this guy's a convicted criminal, I guess they should give him his fucked up vegetarian meals. Because you have to treat people humanely in prison. That's what this country does. But I hate whiny Nazis. I have to, listen, in my mind, if you're gonna commit to the Nazi code, and basically the Nazi code is, you're an asshole. You gotta own it. Yeah, at some point you gotta go, you know what, I'm an asshole. I really shouldn't ask for the tofutti tonight. I probably should just be happy that I'm getting fucking anything. I get that we should provide it for him, but where's the fucking pride? At one point does he look in the mirror and goes, God damn it, I'm a Nazi, and I'm gonna own this shit. I mean, really, I can't take whiny Nazis.
You obviously didn't look at his tattoos.
No.
His tattoo clearly states, kill Jews, not chickens.
What?
What'd you miss?
Jews, not chickens. Why did you cross the road? To get away from the vegetarian Nazi.
Now, this guy, look, there are problems in this. I don't think, you know, that we have to coddle convicted criminals. However, it seems to me that it's against the rules. First of all, we have a problem that we have a jail system that's privatized. So people are making money off of putting people in jail, and they're looking to cut costs, and they're not being treated humanely if you have somebody that is in solitary for 23 hours a day. That makes people crazy. You really want to amp up the crazy on a Nazi?
Well, yeah, sure. Well, Pip,
smart.
Pip, let me stop you right there.
Guy, he ain't exactly the Easter Bunny. He's fucking, look at the tattoo on his head. If you don't think you're fucking nuts going, yeah, that's the look I want, you're out of your mind.
Pip,
everything is not there.
I have to push back.
That space is for rent.
I have to push back on you. If I am going to make somebody go more batshit crazy, I definitely want them isolated. So, you know, I don't want them in the general population. So you're finding a problem where there isn't one. This guy was already batshit. We're making him more batshit. Let's keep him away from everybody. Sounds like it's solved.
Well, the thing is that you have, obviously a lot of the criminal population has mental illness problems. But what I'm saying is that it is cruel and inhumane to isolate a person for 23 hours of the day.
It is.
Cruel and inhumane treatment.
It is. But what religion?
I'm not pro-Nazi.
You're a little pro-Nazi. What religion, though? What religion doesn't let you eat meat?
Sikhs don't eat meat, but I don't know any Sikh Nazis.
Yeah,
that kind of go against each other entirely.
Yeah, really. I mean, Sikhs are lovely people. Nazis are not. What really? Like if he said I'm converted to Muslim or I converted to Judaism, which is tough for a Nazi to do. But if he was going to convert to that and say, well, you know what? I can't. They keep on giving me ham sandwiches. My religion doesn't let me eat pork. Okay, I get that. But I don't know what religion doesn't let you eat meat. That's the problem. You know, it sounds like he just doesn't want to eat meat, which, again, you have that right.
The guy is that he's, you know, you're bringing up the Sikhs, that's fine. But number one, he's in there because of a double homicide. And then he was originally running for years a drug trafficking operation. You want to know something? Maybe solitary isn't a bad idea. You don't want him up at the front desk with "May I help you?" on the front. You know, you pull stuff like that. I think your rights are gone. You know, you get what you eat. Here's ham and Swiss. You have no choice.
Well, no, you do. Know, you do have rights.
Not to kill people and run a drug ring. You can eat all the fucking salad you want on the outside.
Listen. You do have rights. I mean,
I still do.
Listen. If it really is for religious reasons, fine. I just don't buy that. Now, I might be, I might be completely naive. That's true. But I am unaware of religion that this guy might be practicing. the murderer, drug-running Nazi that he is, I'm aware of what religion this guy might be practicing. You know what? It's cool to kill people, but don't you dare eat that chicken sandwich. That's wrong. I'm unfamiliar with that.
I've never seen pictures of Hitler eating an Impossible Burger.
I mean, really, that's a good point. What would Hitler do?
Did you see the staff car going through Burger King? I haven't had. No! Would you like fries with that?
Seriously, like, how do you go to Hitler? Go, no, I'm not going to have the bratwurst. I'm just going to have the celery and carrot sticks with ranch dressing. Hitler ain't putting up with that. You're going to eat the bratwurst. He's fucking Hitler. He's not putting up with that.
He's going to change Hitler's mind. You know, I can see Hitler at dinner. Why are you not eating the bratwurst? I'm a vegan. You are what?
I mean, seriously.
Yeah, really,
I'm rushed out. He wasn't a reasonable man.
What?
No, he was not.
No. I don't think that there's any religion that I can think of that is down with killing but not meat.
Yeah, seriously. Yeah.
So whatever it is, he's not really practicing it to the letter, is he?
Well, see, that's the thing. Yeah. Because he's calling religious and he's a murderer, fuck you. You know what? You don't get the veggie burger. If you just tell me you want to be a vegetarian, I might entertain that. But if you're gonna lie to me, no. You're gonna have some bacon, have a steak. You're gonna have it all. You know what you're gonna drink?
Wait.
What?
Can I have the bacon and the steak? Can I go to jail if I'm getting that on the government dime? I'm down.
Well, it's a government steak. It's a $3 steak. You don't want to eat that. Yeah.
Dog food, then.
Yeah. It's not Luger's Steakhouse. It's a little different. But, yeah. All right. So, yeah, this guy, listen, they gotta treat him humanely. But you can't be lying and making up shit. It's against my religious beliefs. What? Where was that religion when you were killing people and became a Nazi? Where was God? Where was your God then? Oh, well, he stepped out for a few minutes when I was doing that shit.
He was running a drug trafficking ring in prison.
I mean, listen, the guy's a doer.
Solitary for 23 hours. It's not like he's sane.
You know what? You know what we should cut off? Yeah, this guy's a doer. We shouldn't take meat out of his diet. We should take caffeine away from him. This guy's accomplishing way too much shit. We need...
No, that is cruel and inhumane. I will not hear it.
Well, all right, Pip.
No.
Yeah, right.
What I actually wanted to know is, does he get conjugal visits?
I don't know.
Because he sounds like a swell guy.
Well, I mean, he's not a pescatarian, so I guess he could eat fish. Anyway, let's move on. Thank you.
He looks like he needs to get laid.
What?
Who doesn't look like they need to get laid? Let me ask you, who doesn't?
The question is, who's going to do that job? All right. Let's go to Comics in the News.
And now it's time for Comics in the News.
All right. We used to have a guy who used to do an impression of this guy, but we don't anymore. He disappeared. Late, maybe he's in solitary confinement for 23 hours a day. I don't know. Haven't heard from him since.
Maybe.
We haven't heard from him since we paid our respects to his dead mom. But what do we know? Anyway, late night host and comedian Jay Leno has issued an apology for a series of jokes told over his career targeting Asian communities. What about all the other shitty jokes he told? No apologies for that? The apology comes after nearly 15-year campaign from the activist group Media Action Network for Asian Americans, MANA, for remarks as recent as Variety's 2020 report that Leno cracked about Koreans eating dog meat, a complaint that offended numerous players on the set of NBC's America's Got Talent. That night, the judges were Marmaduke and Snoopy. At the time I did those jokes, I generally thought them to be harmless, Leno said in a joint press release with MANA leader Gaia Oki. I was making fun of our enemy, North Korea, and like most jokes, there was a ring of truth to them. Leno continued, at the time, there was a prevailing attitude that some group is always complaining about something. And in that note, I'll continue. So don't worry about it. Whenever we received a complaint, there would be two sides to the discussion. Either we need to deal with this because the sponsors are on our ass, or screw them if they don't take a joke. They don't buy the product. It's fine. Too many times I sided with the latter, even in my heart, I knew it was wrong. In light of that, Leno said, I'm issuing this apology. I do not consider this particular case to be another example of cancel culture, but a legitimate wrong that was done on my part. MANA has been very gracious in accepting my apology. I hope that the Asian American community will be able to accept it as well, and I hope I can live up to their expectations in the future. Does anybody have expectations of fucking Jay Leno? Maybe Joe does.
No.
I don't. Anyway,
I expect him to wear a denim shirt every day of his life.
Yeah, that's the expectations. Entertainment, I expect him to give boring monologues. That's my expectations. Entertainment and media has been increasingly vocal about horrified by a wave of anti-Asian violence in the U.S., which many attribute to the Trump-era rhetoric of blaming China for the spread of the coronavirus. Last week, a lone gunman killed 8 people at 3 spas in Atlanta. 6 of the 8 victims were Asian women, which has inspired rallies nationwide standing against hate crimes and supporting the AAPI community. The majority of Leno's old jokes perpetuated stereotypes about Asian communities consuming dog meat, because he's talented. Long outspoken about his routines, MANA's Aoki said he appealed to Leno's new employers at Fox, aha, where he hosts the game show You Bet Your Life, initially offering them an ultimatum of firing the host or MANA would approach sponsors to boycott the project. Aha! After appealing to Fox Television Station CEO Jack Abernathy and producers Tom Warner and Dave Hurwitz, Aoki connected with Leno, as luck would have it. A spokesperson for Leno confirmed his apology but did not comment further. So, the most disturbing thing I learned this week came from our own Joe Curry in his blog, where he said Jay Leno was one of his comedy idols, to which I threw up a little in my mouth. That being said, we will let Joe have first crack at this. He is fired up about this story.
Why don't you like Jay Leno?
This fucking story explains it all. I mean, really. I mean, he's okay. He's perfectly acceptable. Here's what you need to know about Jay Leno. My parents think he's very funny. Good. They also like cruise ship comics. I understand back in the day Jay Leno was a very hard worker. I get all that. I get he was a talented comedian. I get all that. That's all before my time. But that's not about this story. He's not one of my favorites. I'm disappointed he's one of your favorites. But that's okay.
No, I love Leno. You got to remember, I love Leno before the Tonight Show because I used to watch all the comedy.
Okay.
Cable show, so I always like Leno. Number two, kind of a Nana-ish, but he's half Italian and half Scottish.
Oh God,
I am. Ugh. You know, and he's a car nut. Matter of fact, there was a day about 2 years ago. I'm at the day program, and I'm right down the block from Westbury Music Fair, and he was performing that weekend. And there's also a hotel on the corner, the Vienna Hotel, very nice hotel. So nonetheless, there's a Subway sandwich shop at the end of the block, and I'm like, maybe I'll get Subway today. And I'm like, I got to cut back, whatever. So one of the guys I work with come back, and he goes, I was just talking to Jay Leno. I go, what? He was down at the Subway getting a lunch. And I was talking with him for about 5 minutes, and I'm like, I'm kicking myself. Because, you know, he's one of my idols. On this, I totally disagree with what he did. He did this. He doesn't need the money. I mean, well, he's got all his cars and stuff like that, which is a lot of overhead. But the money that he was making from the Tonight Show, he never really touched. Or, you know, it was his money from his personal appearances. He's bowing to the pressure because he has this show, You Bet Your Life. The jokes that he did were done years ago, okay, when it was acceptable.
Well, hold on. Let me stop you. Let me stop you right there, because according to the story, apparently he was doing them last year. So it wasn't years ago. This isn't like he did it 15 years ago. He's still doing the shit. But go on.
But even so, the jokes he was doing was alluding to the North Koreans, okay? This group is out of hand. It's part of the cancel culture, which in my opinion is the enemy of this country, and I consider an enemy combatant, to tell you the truth, because they're destroying this country, and they're limiting speech of everybody. I mean, Jay Leno, and Davin brought it up, one of his parents' favorite comics, because he's a middle-of-the-road comic. He's not an edgy comic. So for them to get upset, it's like, what can you say and what can't you say now? It's out of hand. They bring up the attack at the massage parlor, unfortunately, where those women got killed. But as I said on my blog, the assailant killed them because of a sexual deviancy that he had, not because they were Asian. Now, in a lot of these spas, the women that work there sometimes are from an Asian trafficking group. Apparently, these people don't have any problem with that. They have a problem with a cornball joke that Jay Leno said. So I don't see the how they're so bent out of shape. But meanwhile, the old dollar, make everybody happy, he's bending on that, and I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it at all.
All right, so here's my take. I think we all made kind of like did Asian jokes because it was okay, and we didn't realize because Asians are – I was just talking to my neighbor about this. Asians were not like other groups who were vocal about being stereotyped and negative things being said about them and feeling less than. But apparently they have for a long time, and now it's all come to a head. So if Jay Leno would have come to this decision, seeing what's going on, go, you know what? They've been at me for 15 years. I'm going to apologize. But he said back then he knew it was wrong. In his heart, he knew it was wrong. So now he's a dick and he's a hack. And the only reason he's apologizing, he wants you to believe it's all he's had this see Jesus moment or see Buddha or, you know. No, it's because he doesn't want this TV show to go away. So fuck Jay Leno.
Right. And like I said, because of the thing. Then I knew it worked. No, you didn't. Bullshit.
If he knew it was wrong, and he kept on doing it, he's a bigger asshole than I thought. If he would have said, listen, I did the jokes.
I'm doing a joke.
If I'm
doing a joke where I know, like when I do the comparison of words we need to say, and I said I talk about the word retard, the word faggot, the N-word. Now, to do that joke, I have to have a preamble in front of that, stating where the hell I stand on this before I go into that joke, because you could say it's wrong. And if I say that joke without the preamble, it's wrong. As a comic, you damn well know what you're doing. And you damn well know if you're wrong or right. And if you feel it's going to be wrong, you have to make your point to show a hypocrisy or something about that. So for him to say that was wrong then, that's bullshit, because if you knew it was wrong then, you wouldn't have done the joke.
Or you would, and you didn't give a shit, and you probably still don't give a shit. And let's be honest. Let's be honest. Asians eating dogs, really not breaking new ground. 15 years of this shit you're dropping on the planet. 15 years where Asians are eating dogs as your punchlines. Ugh, kill yourself with your chin. You stink. Like I said, if I thought he came to this honestly, and he didn't have a show in the works, but, you know, it just dawned on him in light of what's going on in the country. He's like, listen, I got nothing at stake here. I got no new projects. I just want to say I was wrong. They've been at me for 15 years. I really wish I wouldn't have done it, and I wouldn't do it again. I go, all right, tip of the cap. It's a decision you came to honestly. You have nothing to gain from it. Good for you. You're setting an example that as artists, you know, as human beings, we evolve. but that's not this. He's got to talk. Well,
you go out and you level. At the time, when I did these jokes, at the time it was not self-offensive, even this group did. But due to the change in climate, I will not be doing material of this nature again. Be upfront.
I mean,
don't say I knew it was wrong at the time. Bullshit. That's a lie.
I don't know.
I'm talking about a comic that's one of my idols. It's bullshit.
He's
pandering to keep this fucking show.
You know what this is? And again, I really don't follow Jay Leno. I never watched the show. But this is like everything else with him. So in my mind, which is not an informed opinion, admittedly, of him, it's so middle of the road, so trying to please everybody, that it turns somebody like me off. Pip, you've been silent. What say you?
Well, you know what? I have not been following his career at all. I mean, I would occasionally tune in.
Where have you been?
Under a rock, and it was heavy.
Damn you, woman! You missed 15 years. You missed 15 years of dog eating jokes. How could you?
I really am sorry that I missed all those treasures.
Yes,
but I haven't been. I didn't watch his monologues anymore because I didn't find him particularly funny. And so I got turned off. I was kind of turned off by it. I thought he did a Letterman dirty, and it kind of left a sour taste in my mouth.
Like dog.
Not that Letterman's a prince. I'm just saying that I was just kind of, oh, man, that kind of sucks. But the other thing was that I am always on the fence about this particular item because, you do want to be edgy and not be afraid of saying things, but I'm also pretty aware that there are jokes that you can make that really do hurt people and do stigmatize people. And so I can't say that I have come to one decision on this particular topic. I mean, I'll give you a for example. Sometimes in the past I have covered for Davin at his shows when he was, doing his own show. He's double booked, and he was promoting the show. I would go and bring the equipment and, take care of the comics, what have you.
Take care. She'd blow them. She would blow the comics. She took care of the comics.
I wouldn't take care of them in that particular way.
Oh, well, that's what I was paying you for.
Oh, we have to talk.
Yeah, what?
There is one comic, and sometimes the venues, most of the time, the venues that Davin books with are really nice, and they give you some food and everything. So the comics and I were sitting down, and we were having a little meal before the show.
Wait, where'd you go? I don't hear her. Can you hear me?
No, I don't hear you.
Oh, so the phone's still working. We can't hear you, Pip.
Yeah.
We can't hear you. We can't hear Pip. Apparently she can't hear the phone. Do I got to call her back? She's just going to keep on talking. Let's all watch Pip talk, Joe. She doesn't look at her. Look at her go. She doesn't even realize. Go, Pip, go. Talk, Pip, talk. Make a face, Pip, make a face. Look at her. She's going back and forth. She's just telling the whole fucking story. She doesn't realize she's not on the air. She's just going. I think it's starting to dawn on her. Is it? Maybe she's reading the chat. stupid Pip. stupid Pip. All right. Now I guess I got... Wow, that phone crapped out earlier than usual. Pip's phone... Pip, yeah. Usually we get a little bit more time. Usually I could do it on the break. All right, let me call you guys back. Please hold.
Okay.
The phone had enough of your shit. Hold on. All right. Hold on.
Are you both there?
Yeah.
Pip?
Yes.
All right.
I don't know what happened.
All right. Well, let's see now if that didn't screw up the broadcaster. Oh, no, everything's still working here. All right, Pip, do that, but quicker now.
Okay. What were we up to?
You were telling a story how you were eating a meal at one of my shows.
And you cut out.
You were
seriously?
You were eating a meal at one of my shows.
No, it's a whole ruse we worked up.
Yeah,
seriously.
God, we were having a meal together. The white dude made a joke about black people, and I just went, uh-oh. I mean, verbally. I looked at the black dude to see if his feelings were hurt. He's a young guy. I felt bad for him. And then the white guy starts going, oh, you know, everybody's so sensitive. Oh, what are you doing that for? And at that moment, I thought, oh, I'm supposed to be cool. I'm supposed to join in or something. So I said something, and I don't even remember what I said, but I felt really bad about it later. Like, you know, it's like I knew what I said was wrong, and I was trying to, like, be cool, be one of the hip kids, and be edgy with this guy, but I knew what I said was wrong, and I'm like, I'm not doing that ever again.
I don't know. Listen.
And that's what the comic told you?
No, he started going, oh, you know, because I said, ooh, and he goes, ooh, everybody's so politically correct. And
nah, sometimes the joke stinks.
He started, like, laying into me.
Right. And my point is this. It's like if he said, well, I knew what I said was wrong, and I shouldn't have said, no, bullshit. You knew what you said. You know, that's what I'm saying. Why I have a problem with Leno on this. Because this guy that made that comment, he knew what, you know, I knew in my heart was, no, you didn't. You made the comment. Matter of fact, he argued with you about it. So when you make a joke, you don't know it's wrong. You make it. So for him to say, I knew in my heart, it was bullshit. You're lying.
Yeah.
You're trying to keep this thing. I guess maybe you're looking for that new Buick. That was one of one off that 3 million, and you need the fucking money.
Or the other thing is, he did know it was wrong, and he was just an asshole because it was an easy laugh for 15 years. Those are the only two scenarios. Either you didn't know and you're lying, or you did know, you're an asshole. Those are the only two scenarios we have. Now, I do think as comics, you know, when you start to realize that, you know, a group is dealing with a lot of shit, oppressed, I think it means those jokes have to be more on point, because now,
yes,
now you know what holding up your hands to your face and doing slanty eyes, it's not really good enough anymore. If you're going to goof on Asians, listen, as a comic, I think you can still goof on Asians. I think you can goof on anything. But the bar has been raised. The jokes have to be better. You know, Koreans eating dog food, Chinese people eating cat. Not really going to cut it anymore. You're going to have to be a little bit more precise.
Well, I'll give you an example. See, I did that whole bit where I was at the ATM and I picked Chinese by accident.
Right.
And now I'm dealing with the customer service person that's still, you know, Now, if you go, you know, you did that joke and it was hurtful. Number one, it was not. Number two, I would not do this joke in this climate. Number three, I did that joke and I did not think or know it was wrong at the time, and I am not going to back down from that. Well, we could do that joke now? No, because the climate is not there. But I am not going to sit here and tell you that I felt awful when I did that joke. No, it was a cheap laugh, and I went for it.
Yeah, that's what that joke was. I know the joke.
Doing?
And a lot of comics have done it. I just haven't done these too often, but that was a joke based on an accent. You would hear the same thing with Indian people, where, you know, basically the punchline was nothing exciting, but the accent was what got the laugh. You know what? That was the way we did comedy for many, many years, and you will still see comedy.
Right, exactly. And to be called on a carpet, now I know he made a couple of these jokes recently, but to go back then and to say what you said, I knew that was wrong. No, I was funny. It got the laugh, and it was acceptable at the time. I'm not going to sit here and apologize for it. Now, different times, can't do that.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good approach. Go, listen, At the time I did it, it was a different climate. I was unaware. We certainly didn't have what's going on now where Asians are afraid to walk down the street. I won't do it in this climate because I don't want to draw undue attention to anybody who I know is being targeted. And that's the end of it. And I still think you could goof on Asians. Gay Asians aren't any more special than black people or Jews or women or gay or anything else. The jokes just have to be on point. We have to be better. And you know, I guess that sucks for lazy comics that haven't written, and there's a lot of them. But for those of us who consider this an art, okay. This is the climate we work in. I have two choices. I have three choices. I can continue to do those hacky jokes, and I'll get some laughs, but I might get in trouble. I could write new jokes and still talk about that stuff, and we'll see how it works. Or I could avoid the topic altogether. Those are the three choices you have, and we all make our decisions. But yeah,
that's been the whole thing since the pandemic. And I even say it in my act, not only did the pandemic change the world has changed. So a lot of things, you know, you make alterations, you do that. And a lot, the past, I would say from August of last year into December of last year was me figuring stuff out, you know, and working on the mics and doing this. And then finally, I'm at a point right now where my act is where it's good. I wrote a lot of new stuff. I got some of the old stuff, and it's acceptable for the times. Because I remember the first time on stage down at Uncle Vinny's, I was all over the place. Because I had a fun, because 2 weeks after that, and this is going back in October, 2 weeks after that gig, I'm opening for Anima Mohegan, and everything had to be in place. So I'm down at Uncle Vinny's, and I had a good set, but I was all over the place. Because I need to find out what's working and what's not working.
Times, they are changing. All right, let's do an outstanding display of spite.
There's one thing that unites the three of us on Davin's Den. It's an outstanding display of spite. In lieu of that, we'd like to introduce Outstanding Displays of Spite.
Man from Fayetteville, Georgia, got his final overdue paycheck from a local auto shop in the form of a pile of pennies with a note that read, "Fuck you," attached to it. Earlier this month, Andreas Flatten received delivery of over 90,000 one-cent coins, all soaked in greasy oil and dumped on his driveway. A March 13th Instagram post by Flatten's girlfriend, Olivia Oxley, states that the huge chunk of change arrived 4 months after Flatten, quit his job at AOK Walker Auto Works, a Peachtree City business run by Miles Walker, last November. First things first, when my boyfriend quit, he gave a written resignation letter, complete with a 2 weeks notice, Oxley wrote. After Miles Walker of AOK Walker Auto Works continued to be the asshole he is and make a normal workday hell, making unnecessary comments about my boyfriend's daughter and just being an all-around dick. Well, he is all around. That 2 weeks turned into 5 days. Oxley explained that Walker had refused to send out Flatten's last paycheck, claiming damages to his shop. Once the word lawyer was introduced, this is what he did, Oxley wrote. Ox 5 interviewed Flatten, who said he had contacted the Georgia Department of Labor for assistance on his paycheck. He called his former boss move a childish thing to do. If I've done my math correctly, and I have, 91,515 pennies should come out to be about 2.5 grams each, about 504 pounds. Flatten said. Flatten, who currently keeps the pennies in a wheelbarrow with wheels that have deflated due to the weight of all that zinc and copper, added that he now spends his evenings sitting in the garage cleaning the coins. I think that's got to be a lot of work for money I've already worked for, he said. Okay, Walker Auto Works did not immediately respond to the Huffington Post request for comment. Walker, the owner of the shop, did speak with other local media outlets. He told Fox 5 that he had paid Flatten in the U.S. currency and did not wish to speak further on the matter. I don't know if I did that or not. I have no idea, Walker said in an interview with CBS 46 News when questioned about the pennies. I don't really remember. It doesn't matter. He got paid. I guess he remembers that part. That's all that matter. He is a fucking weenie for even bringing it up. Oh, language. Other former employees of AOK Walker Auto Works interviewed by CBS 46 confirmed that the repair shop had a toxic work environment with Walker disparaging female employees and ripping up pay stubs in front of workers. The business has been slammed with a swath of negative reviews on Yelp and Google in recent days due to the penny story. It is an outstanding display of spite. Although I feel like the spite is displaced. I mean, it's misplaced. I mean, really. I mean, the guy earned the money.
But as far as just outright spiteful things.
And he gave two, you know, he gave 2 weeks notice, and when the guy was being a bigger asshole, it made it 1 week, you know? I mean, this guy's an asshole.
Yeah, but you got to give him credit though. He counted out all the fucking money.
I was just going to say
he's the king of the douches for doing this.
Well, that's why he's on this featured in this segment.
Adam Ferrara, he has a buddy. I'm not going to name your friend, but he's a comic as well. And he got a divorce, and he had to pay the fee, the wife's fee, to the divorce lawyer, and he paid it in change.
Oh God!
He came in with like 4 hand trucks worth of change, and like, you can't pay us like that. And it's the same thing. It's legal tender.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, the money's the money. I like the fact that this guy's like fucking spending all his nice counting oily money. I mean, I think I would just go, ah, fuck it. I think
not for $900 and change.
It's $500. $500.
I don't know if you guys remember, about 5 years ago, Joanne was busting my balls over something. You owe me $20, $25, and I gave it to her in pennies. And she's like, what's this? It's the $25. It's all in pennies. Yeah, it's legal currency. And I remember I posted it on Facebook, too.
Yeah, but that's a small amount, and you didn't cover them in some kind of greasy oil.
You came on them.
She was being a bitch about it. I mean, we were right in the middle of the divorce. The house was like, fine, coming right up. Here you go.
I like the fact that we have, like, legal tender that is now used for spite.
Yeah, pennies have always been a spite payment.
I was unaware. I was unaware. I had no idea.
Let me tell you something. You remember when you go trick or treating and the woman would throw 3 cents into the bag?
Yep.
Yeah.
And it's like you just guaranteed your house is going to look like a fucking omelet in the morning.
In my previous life, at this one job that I had, I would receive a payment, and this one guy owed a couple $1,000, and he showed up with it in singles. Now, I happen to know this guy had a cash business that soda machines and
vending machines.
Junk food machines.
Vending machines.
Yeah.
So he got vending machines, thank you. And so he got a lot of dollars, and it seemed to me that meant that the guy was not bringing it to the bank so that Mr. Uncle IRS knew about it. So he's handing me dollars, and I'm like, yeah, it's legal tender, you can pay in dollars, but you have to stand here while I count it.
No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't.
Yeah.
Here are the rules. You do not understand money. Here are the rules. I pay you in singles, you show your tits. Them's the rules. The fact that you did not means you do not know how payment works in this country, and I'm disappointed. Quite frankly, you're un-American.
My father-in-law, God rest his soul, he was in a monument business, and he built one of those, you know, freestanding mausoleums for a guy that was, well, you could say connected. So at the time, the guy comes up and he pays cash, gives you the big bag of cash of about, like, I think the thing ran maybe about $20,000. And he's like,
damn.
He goes, I got to take this to the bank. What if I get robbed? He goes, you're not getting robbed.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Did his name end in a vowel? I'm just guessing.
You know,
but,
you're not getting robbed.
You're not getting robbed. All right. Yeah. Let's.
And plus, I used to do, I remember there was a fence job that we did for a guy who owned a bar. And it paid us in singles and fives and tens. And this woman that was one of the managers of the fence company, she goes, he had to run a bar. I go, why? Because my ex ran a bar. That's how we paid for everything.
Yeah.
Singles and fives and tens. I go, why?
Yeah.
Because that's all he dealt with. That's all these guys deal with.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
why I always think it's festive to date a stripper because all their money's covered in glitter, and nobody can be upset when glitter's present. It just puts a smile on your face. All right.
I love money, and I love it even more if it's festive.
Sure, I love it even more when it's shoved between two tits. All right, enough of that. Enough of that. Oh, and you can't shove oily pennies in between two tits. I've tried. Slide right out.
It's not good for the complexion.
Well, listen, I'm not seeing you the next day. I don't give a shit. All right. On the break, because I'm a gentleman. On the break, new music from Bantu Nani with Lonely Tear and Breeze Red Wine with Money, as luck would have it. And you can learn more about both those artists at deucemusic.com when we come back. Some scamming scammers with my lovely girl, Caroline. Short break. Don't go anywhere.